Report, Eco Group saw major funding increase from left-wing dark money network. By Jacob Bliss on December 20, 2022. An influential left-wing environmental nonprofit organization, the League of Conservation Voters, LCV, saw a massive increase in funding last year from a billion-dollar liberal dark money network managed by Arabella Advisors, Fox News reported. According to one Fox News report, Washington, D.C.-based firm Arabella Advisors manages a secret money network of five nonprofits with a combined $1 billion in total spending in 2021, which former Clinton administration appointee Eric Kessler founded. According to records obtained by the government watchdog group Americans for Public Trust, APT, and first reported by Fox News, LCV, which regularly pushes for green policies and wants the United States to move away from fossil fuels, received $114.7 million in financial contributions in 2021, roughly $37 million more than in 2020. These newest tax records show just how much dark money the largest extremist eco group spent on radical energy policies and influencing jet-setting officials like Pete Buttigieg. Caitlin Sutherland, the executive director for APT, told Fox News Digital. And a massive single contribution from Arabella's 1630 fund helped their revenues soar as they spent tens of millions to prop up Biden's failing agenda on climate and jobs. Fox News explained. The fundraising uptick was largely fueled by an $18.9 million haul the group secured from the 1630 fund, a key cog in the Arabella network. The money, which can't be tracked to its donor or donors, represented last year's largest contribution given by the 1630 fund, a group that doled out more than $107 million in 2021. The LCV also received a large amount from the dark money network overseen by Hans-Jörg Wyss, a prolific foreign donor to liberal causes. The group received about $10.7 million from Fund for a Better Future and another $60,000 from Wyss Foundation. Fund for a Better Future didn't give more than $10 million to any other grant recipient last year. Molly McCusick, the president of Wyss Foundation and a director on the board of another Wyss-linked group, Berger Action Fund, sits on LCV's board of directors. Additionally, LCV spread over $1 million back to the dark money networks last year. The Eco Group reportedly gave almost $1.3 million to Fund for a Better Future and $500,000 to Windward Fund and 1630 Fund, which are both managed by Arabella Advisors. Fox News also noted that the Eco Group, which has also previously attacked Democrat lawmakers for not supporting a massive spending bill, appears to influence the Biden administration. It's been previously reported that the group has privately consulted Biden Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan. Visitor logs have also shown that LCV President Gene Krupinski has visited the White House at least 8 times. Regarding all of this, group's spokesperson, Emily Samsell, told Fox News Digital, 2022 was the best year ever in the U.S. for action on climate, jobs, and justice, and a historic year for our democracy. LCV is extraordinarily proud of our advocacy work over the years to make this possible, including working in partnership with many other effective groups that advocate for climate action and protecting our democracy, Samsell added. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.